Hello, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to hang out with you today. As always, if you want to take it to the next level and spend some time with me and a few of your fellow owners up close and personal, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live as we are putting on live events throughout the year. And they are my new favorite things because I get to hang out with you guys up close and personal and actually implement the Clean Profit Method together. That said, today we are chatting with Kirsty Savoie from K's Custom Cleaning. K's Custom has been in business for just over a year, serving the residents of East Toronto. That's right, we had a Canadian sneak into the show. If you want to reach out to Kirsty and her team, you can get a hold of them at Actually, I think it's just Kirsty. So if you want to get a hold of Kirsty, go to K's, K-A-Y-S, Custom, spelled inexplicably with a K, K's Custom Cleaning, cleaning spelled with a C, .com. Kirsty, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you. And Kirsty, being the nice, kind human being she is, already before the show was like, I know you're going to make fun of me for the name. I know the website should be about them and not about me. And you would think I would be a decent human being and not make fun of her because she already made fun of herself. No such luck, Kirsty. Enough. Anytime we're doing websites, folks, make it about them. Don't make anything tricky. A lot of people do these funky spellings, which is just a great way to send people to, like in your thing, K's. It's like, well, is it K-S? Like the letter K, or is it K-A-Y? And then you've got the custom. Is it custom with a C? I would assume it's a C, but no, it's K's Custom with a K. And then, well, the K and the K's and the custom have K's. The cleaning's got a K, right? So there's 19 different ways you can enter that web address that are wrong. And you're just sending, as you get bigger, you're just going to be sending traffic to all these funky iterations of your website. So you either have to buy all those domain names and point them to the correct domain name, or just do something easy like, your life is going to be better.com or something about them. So that's the only rant slash abuse I'm going to give you off the bat. Any thoughts on that before we move on?
It's well deserved. It's well deserved.
Poor nice Canadian comes on my show looking for some help. Before she even asks a question, I'm just introduced her. She says hello and it's like, boom, right to abusing her. Luckily, she's kind and going to put up with it. And I will make it up to you by giving you some fantastic feedback on how to go forward. So what's going on in your world, sister, that we can make your life a little better with?
Getting into this, moved into a great, I call it the ungated, gated community, affluent, you know, very well established. And I'm trying to, you know, expand, and I just want to know how I can stay decent with these beautiful clients that I've built now that I'm looking to bring new people into this very affluent, gated, ungated community with, you know, what, i.e. putting up prices and having another person come in.
Okay. So what I hear you saying, because you broke up a little bit, sounds like you're like, how do I be a decent human being,
so I
but
keep
still
decent. Okay, with my clients.
So kind of walk that line of, and a lot of people have this when I'm like, raise price. Like, I can't raise prices on Mrs. Johnson. She's been my customer since the 60s and she raised my children and blah, 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 blah. So how do I be a business owner that takes care of my employees and my business and my own personal financial needs and still
right.
take care
and
of my customers?
Tell them there's another stranger coming into their home.
Okay, that's another big one. Like, yeah, exactly. That transition from, especially on the more so on the residential and the commercial, but the I don't want to clean anymore, but Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Savoie won't have anyone other than me. I've got to be in there myself. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So first of all, I love that question because it comes from a decent human being, right? Decent, bad people, just like, screw them, screw whatever. I want what I want and I'm going to do what I have to do to get paid. The good news for you, Kirsty, is those people don't really generally get paid real well. Or if they do, it's a short-term deal. It's hard to build a long-term business taking advantage of people or not caring about your customers. So your heart's in the right spot.
When I've been so underbidding for a year.
Okay. So first and foremost, let's just talk mindset. Because again, most of the times we'll do a lot of kind of foundational mindset stuff at the beginning, and then I'll hit you with some tactical stuff. This is almost all mindset. Certainly there's some ways that you can say stuff, but it really comes from your belief system first. So if that's wrong, I can give you all the tactics in the world. It's never going to work. But if we can get you coming from a good place and you believe that you're helping them, and you are helping them, right? You're not faking.
It's
you're tricking anyone. Then you'll find the words. You're a bright enough, well enough spoken individual. You don't need me to put words into your mouth, but you do need me to put thoughts into your mind and help frame your relationship. So it's not a win-lose, right? If I get what I want, i.e. charging more money or not having to clean myself and pay someone else, you lose and you don't get what you want. So one of us has to win and one of us has to lose. Is that a fair synopsis?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm trying to make it a win-win.
It is. Okay. So the beautiful thing is you don't have to do a blessed thing. We just have to change your, the screwed up part is the mentality. 16 inches between your ears. The rest of the world is actually already a win-win. You just, we and just have to explain it to you. Person. Oh no, not a dirty car salesman.
Exactly.
And I'm so allowed to say that.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. As a dirty car, as a former dirty car, my only job, my last job when I was 22 was a dirty car and I wasn't dirty at all. Showered every day. No. Good guy. But, and I had a dealership, so I've employed, car salespeople as well. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Let's talk about, cleaning companies and how to really help your customer without taking advantage. Okay. So first and foremost, we have got to come from the point of we are helping them. It will never work. No matter how much sales training I give you, Kirsty, if you believe that you are hurting them or doing the wrong thing or taking advantage, one of two things has to happen. You have to stop being a woman of integrity, which hard to do. And even if we could do it, we don't want to, right? Even if that's not what we want. Even if I could beat you into submission and make you this evil sales bot, that's not what we want. So that's out. Fair. We don't want to ever sacrifice our integrity in any regard. Okay. So that's the first option. The second option is we're going to have to find a way to serve both you and the customer equally, where, like you said, a win-win. So the good news is it already is a win-win. We just have to help reframe your mindset to their mindset. And I'll tell you a story that'll help all of you guys. I got this from Mike Tony. Mike, if you're out there listening, great guy. He was one of the Sandler, which is a great sales system. I've been through myself. I've trained my people on great sales system. Mike Tony's a great guy. He tells a story about how you buy, how you sell. Right. And I used to be so cheap and now I'm only cheap. I'm not so cheap, just cheap. But he would tell a story about how he'd go to a car dealership and, you know, car dealerships are notorious for, and I promise this is going to get your question, Kirsty. Notorious for, you know, they're going to beat you up and try and get a bunch of money off of you. And then you've got to grind and go on the internet. And you're trying to get it for $1,000 below invoice and, you know, get the guys, you know, firstborn and they're trying to take your house. Like, it's just this awful situation. He said,
that's how I sold.
Which is so difficult. And we never did that. We made great money at the car dealership. So what he would do when he go to a car dealership, he'd just walk in, and I'm paraphrasing, of course. This is a 10-year-old story, maybe 15. It's that powerful of a story. I still remember it. He would go in and just say, hey, Mike or whoever salesman is, Kirsty, I'm just going to trust you to take care of me. Whatever you say to pay, I'm going to pay. If anything goes wrong and I come in, I need service or whatever, I want you to take great care of me. I'm going to be the best customer you ever had. I'm going to trust you. Don't take advantage. Don't lie to me. Charge me a fair price. Of course, I want you to make profit. This is a beautiful showroom. You've got to make some money for yourself. So be fair to me. Of course, be fair to you. If I ever need service in the front, you remember me as the guy that was great and take great care of me. Do we have a deal? And the guy would, of course, what salesperson's going to go, no, right? They're like, oh my gosh, we have a deal. And he's like, that's how I bought. And did I overpay $1,000 or $2,000, maybe even $3,000 for a car? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I got a better deal because they were nice to me. Maybe they saw me come and just rip my head off. But didn't care. Why not? Why would you pay an extra $3,000 or $2,000? Let's just say he did pay extra money. They did take advantage of his kindness and generosity. Mm-hmm. So say he paid $3,000 more than he could have if he would have fought and scratched and whatever. The beautiful thing is he goes, you buy how you sell. When people come to me and try and grind me on price, he goes, they don't, because I know I'm worth what I'm worth. And when I went to the car dealership, if it was too much, I would have just said, well, I can't afford that. Thank you very much. Best of luck. I guess I won't be able to buy this car today. And if it was what I could afford, I'd just buy it. So when people come, and no one ever negotiated with him on price because he buys how we sell. So if he went into the car dealership and said, I can get a nickel and I want free this and free upgrade, I'm not paying that, and I want 0%, I want a free warranty, blah, 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 and just bark, 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 bark. When he went to sell and his customers started abusing him like that, he would go, that makes sense. That's how, of course, they're going to be. And now he's in that, right? But when he constantly buys, it goes, this is what it costs. If I want it, I'll pay it. And if I don't, I guess I don't. That was his mindset. And that was when he sold. That was his mindset. If you ever try to negotiate on his price, like, that's the price. And that's how I am. I've been intentionally trying to sell as I buy. So if anyone ever doesn't want to pay for my coaching or anything, I've got to go, well, best of luck to you. You know, I hope things work out well for you, but that's the price. If you don't think it's fair, then God bless you. Go do something else. And I never get anyone bark at me at price. So first and foremost, we have to understand that you charging fair amounts for your customers is what is best for them. Okay. So because what they really want, especially if you're in your residential, especially if you're dealing with the right residential, high dollar homes, dual income, both working, probably have kids, yeah, baby teachers, pets.
That's my niche.
Okay, perfect. It's a great niche. Their pain is not what it's $296 versus $234. They don't give two craps. They want to come home to a nice environment and relax with their family and not have to worry about the house, you know, the dirt and this just bothering them. They can't really relax and enjoy each other. And the husband's looking at the wife like, are you going to clean this thing? And she's looking at him like, maybe why don't you clean this thing? That's what they're trying to do. So they really want a welcoming environment to spend time with their family and a respite from the world. That's what they want. Now,
I'm selling that life.
What's that?
I'm selling that life.
Yes. And if you're charging a nickel, are you going to be able to provide that life? No, you are not. If you are charging fair margins, are you going to be able to provide it? Yes, you will. Do you want a homeless hobo that you found under some overpass in there, you know, sweeping up and pocketing things? Or do you want a well-trained person that gets paid fair wages, wants to be there, speaks good English, or is well-spoken and attentive and doesn't need to steal and all these other good stuff? That's who they want. So we get to this point where it's like, you know, if I, you know, I always say to people, don't ever negotiate with your coach or your doctor or your lawyer, right? If my doctor says it's going to be $7,400 to sew up my arm, I'm not going to negotiate with him. I don't want him going, this is a jerk that, what, you know, whatever you say, buddy, that's what we pay. Yeah. Same with my lawyer, right? If, God forbid, I'm ever going to jail for some reason, I'm not negotiating with that lawyer. I just want to stay out of jail. I don't care what he charges me. I don't want to be the guy who's like, oh, yeah, that's the guy to ground me on my price. We'll see how much attention he's getting. And the same with the coach, right? I always say the same thing. So same with the cleaner, same with anybody. You've got to get out of the belief that if they pay less, you've somehow helped them. If they wanted to save money, they could hire no cleaner and save the entire thing, right? But that's not what they want. They want this lifestyle and a different thing. So you've got to make sure you charge them enough to be able to do that. And I do the same with my coaching. I did the same with the car dealership, right? I want to charge them enough. So if they came back and wanted something fixed or whatever, and it wasn't even my responsibility, I could go, no problem, Kirsty. We love you. You paid a fair price. We made money. There's plenty of money to take care of you. Whatever you need, you just let me know. So first and foremost, we've got to get out of the mindset of more money is unfair to them or taking advantage and less money is less. If that was the case, there would only be Hyundais on the road. There'd be no such thing as a Mercedes, right? Because Mercedes would be the evil people screwing people because they charge, quote unquote, so much for their cars. Any thoughts or pushback on that before we move on to the next concept?
So basically a caveat is building that relationship. When people are asking me, okay, well, you know, you told me originally you're charging an hourly rate, which I was underbidding at that for my quality of work, especially being trained by a company. And now I'm saying, look, and since you taught the cogs and the bidding, and I'm realizing, you know, how much I've underbid to go up 20%, 40%. Is that reasonable to tell my client or should I just kind of pull that rug from under them?
The price is the price. So if you were say the fair price to do, and that's another thing.
That's why I don't want to come with underbidding because I know everybody's underbidding and I'm very guilty of it.
Right. And that'll kill your business because you can't grow. You can't provide them the service. You can't do anything. You just hamstrung yourself. So whatever the price should be, the price should be. So say you made a huge error and you charge $87 for a thing that should be $300 a month, right?
Right. Exactly.
Here's how you go about it. So again, are you trying to take advantage of them? Is a fair price $200 and you're just trying to screw? No. It's
no,
and you just be totally honest, right? So here's the thing: I've got a lot of people that want help, and if I said, Kirsty, I'm going to work with you, I'm going to come fly out to your business and whatever, and I went out, then I realized, oh my gosh, I only charge her $1,000. I can't make that's not good. That doesn't work.
Call me up and say, Kirsty, I need another 1,000.
I say, I screwed up, right? So you're going to call your lady and go, hey, whoever, Mr., Mrs., whatever. I made a huge mistake. I'm new in this business and the right price for me to make money. And I would tell people at the car dealership, I bought this car and again, I don't know if they believe me or not, but I told them the truth. I bought this car for $18,400. We put $600 into it. So I went for $19,000. I want to make $2,000 off you because I have salespeople and mechanics and buyers and detail shops and insurance and whatever. So I need this much. If you think that's too much.
Or they're against me.
Yeah, if you think that's too much and not fair for me to feed my family, screw you. Go buy somewhere else, right? And if you think that's fair, then we got a deal. So same with you. You go, hey, I tell them, you know, this is a good maid service, make 20%. So if you're charging $250, you go, if on a good day, we're going to make $50 for me for profit for handling this account. If you think that's unfair for the effort I'm putting forward to buy insurance and have to hire all these employees, maybe have office space or vehicles and cell phones and a website and a marketing program and I'm investing in coaching. If you think this $50 is unfair for all this risk that I put up to make your life better, we're not a fit. Right. If you're looking to kind of screw somebody or get to them and make it. So what would you like me to charge? Right. It should be, you know, for $250, I can make $50. For $200, I can make nothing. The $150 right. I'm charging right now, I'm having to write you a check for $50 every month.
Basically.
For the privilege. What do you think is fair? And if and you'll be shocked. 80% will go, oh my gosh, Kirstie, I'm so sorry. I had no idea that just, of course I'll pay you. Why didn't you tell me earlier? I feel guilty. I promise right, you 70% okay. So can say that. Just be honest. And the 30% that go, yeah, tough. I don't care. I get someone else to do it for fine. Whatever. Best of luck to you.
Oh, I'm turning customers away. So I know the customer isn't a problem.
Right. So first and foremost, we got to know we're helping them. Second of all, right. You got to know that they really, again, the cheapest thing for them to be would be nothing. But obviously that's not what they want because they need the time. They need that respite. They need a home that they can relax. And after working so hard together, right? They're paying the price of, hey, I got to work. You got to work, honey. Both of us are working. Neither of us with the kids. By golly, when we come home in the 2 hours, we have a day to just relax and be together. We want it in a clean environment. Is that too much to ask? Well, if you want it done right with insured people that aren't scary and aren't going to steal from you or rob you, have background checks and blah, 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 then this is what it costs. So the second piece is, and then we got to wrap up because I've gone way too long because you nailed me on a topic I just flat out love, is the, and this is huge with the I'm not cleaning anymore. Well, here's the thing. They may want things. My 2-year-old wants to stick his tongue in the light socket or pick up an electrical fork and put that in the light socket. He definitely wants that. He gets pissed when I tell him to cut it out. Well, sometimes I've got to be the adult. And there's a difference between being rude or harsh or mean or sacrificing the relationship and taking charge, right? Hopefully you allowed right. me to abuse you right off the bat, like a rude jerk on your web address, because you know I care about you. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. So when I'm a big bully, you put up with it because you know overall I'm trying to help you. So that could be considered rude, right? I just took charge and said, hey, this name's stupid. Make it smart. Because we have a relationship, you tolerated that. So hopefully you felt I was being in charge and helpful, not being rude. Same thing with these folks. You need to take charge. Guess what? If Kirstie gets hit by a bus, wants to go on vacation, needs to spend time with her kid, gets sick, can't come in, blah, 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 decides to change businesses, whatever the heck may happen, well, then their place doesn't get cleaned. Or Kirstie works 52 weeks a year, all the time, no breaks, and that's not a good scenario for them either. So you just tell them if you want a cleaner to come in and clean, which let me tell you, it's cheaper. But when she gets sick or can't come in or doesn't have insurance or steals from me or whatever, you rolls your dice, you takes your chances, right?
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. Go get that. That's fine. I'm not judging you. Like, you know, we're at the car dealership. Like, well, we could buy it off the street from a, you know, whatever, not pace it. Well, then go do that. Like, we've got, you know, a 50,000 square foot facility and all these mechanics and background and insurance and all that stuff. If you want to, and we've got 100 cars on the lot as opposed to just one that this guy's got. You know why I'm selling. I'm trying to make a buck. Why is he selling? Is the transmission about to fall out? So that's fine. We're not going to argue with you. If that's what you want, or you want to save a lot of money, clean it yourself, right? So you got to make that distinction between I'm sure there's people that would coach for free or for half or a third or a tenth of what I do. Well, if you want someone that knows what the hell they're doing and has done it 1,000 times, we should talk. If you want some other guy that read a book on coaching, you know, go save some money. So you got to understand, you're not for everybody, right? And there are some guys or gals that would be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to save some money and go through Craigslist and go look at 20 cars and bring them to my mechanic. And it's a part-time job and I'm going to save $827 sale. Okay, go do that. Or you could just go, hey, I make $50 an hour or whatever my wage is. I should probably just let the professionals sell the cars and manage them and I'll just not deal with that. Same with the cleaners, right? If they want just one human being that's going to charge less and that's going to show up every time, hopefully, unless they get sick or their kid gets sick or they have to be in school or they're traveling, or one of 1,000 things, that's fine. Go get that. But most people, I shouldn't say most people, your right client is going, no, I don't want that. I need a team of people. So if Kirstie's out of town or my primary cleaner gets sick, that's your job. That's what I'm paying your 20%, probably that $50 we talked about. That's to have five or six or seven ladies. So if something goes wrong, someone else is in and they're all trained and they're all background checked and they've all got uniforms. They all know what they're doing. They're not going to steal anything. We've got insurance, all that sort of thing. So you've just got to have the conversation between, I started off as a cleaner, and I know what I was doing. The good news is you got charged way too little for a long time. So good job.
Way too.
The bad news is that's over.
You're selling the expansion basically. And I guess that would be a good thing for you, showing that you're obviously doing well, that your clients are helping with that.
But it doesn't matter about you. They don't care about you. It's better for them.
No. Well,
if they want a real company, which is you're saying, I'm moving from single cleaner to real company.
I want to move to a real company.
Yeah. Or I am moving to a real company. I'd love to have you on board. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. I'm okay with that because I know how to get customers. Okay. So That's the big thing is, A, feel comfortable, take charge, and don't confuse taking charge with being a bully or whatever. They need help. They're like, I'm not a cleaning expert. You're the cleaning expert. Why? To me, in my mind, I know and like you, and my trust is with you. Well, that's okay, but my 2-year-old might know and like some guy in a van with some candy, but I got to know that's not good for him, and I got to protect him for that. So our job is to educate our customer, take charge. And a lot of, trust me, I always tell my clients, my one-on-ones who get the worst of it, I'm so mean to them. Not mean, but like, we don't pull any punches. And I go, I would rather you hate my guts and succeed like crazy than love me and have no results. So if I got to tell them, hey, numbskull, this ain't right. And you can be broke or you can be right. What do you want to be? So you got to be okay with taking charge and knowing that that's helping them, that explaining, it's your job to explain to them the benefits of hiring a company, not just paying Kirsty $20 to show up and sweep up kind of a thing. So those are the two things. You are helping them. There must be money for you to serve them. They really need you to solve their pain, not clean their crap for as cheap as possible. And a lot of times we buy like we sell. And a lot of times we don't have cleaners, right? When I had my construction company, we'd sell these $1 million jobs and I'd have sales guys making $80,000 a year trying to get a $300,000 check. And they're like, oh my gosh, my house is worth $300,000. I can't possibly. But they had to learn, not everybody buys like you buy, right? They would go, oh my gosh, $300,000 is a lot of money. Hyperventilating, but you can't buy like you sell. So you probably, and most people are like, well, I would never pay that much for clean. Well, do you have a cleaner? No. Do you live in a $500,000? No. Well, then you're not your customer. Don't put your head trash nonsense onto your customer. You got to buy the way your customer is going to buy and sell the way your customer wants to buy. So, okay, enough ranting. Any questions or thoughts or needs, or does that kind of get you a little bit into the mind space?
You've answered more than I could have expected, so thank you.
Probably, you're like, more than I expected and a lot more than I wanted, but
it's a lot to digest and a lot of good points that you've given me. It was in my mind, but you've given me the go-ahead, so I like it.
All right, and Kirsty and Cleaning Nation, these are great podcasts to listen to on your way to a sales appointment. They don't last forever, right? You might leave this podcast going, I feel good, I'm into it, and then you go back into life, and a week later, you do an appointment, and you're like, crap, what was he saying? I don't know.
Exactly.
Feel free on the way. Mark this one as, hey, I'm going to play this again when I'm going to my sales call or going to call somebody. Listen to this first to get you pumped up. All right, Cleaning Nation.
Right.
As we head into the lightning round, I want to take a second to personally invite you to get the details on our upcoming live event. Hint, it is at a big fat mansion. We are all going to live together for 3 days. It's limited to 16 people. I have had so much fun actually getting to hang out with you guys in small groups and absolutely transform businesses. If you are, and again, most of this isn't for most, 92% of y'all are like not ready for this kind of stuff, but for the 8% out there going, oh my goodness, I am ready to actually double or triple or really take charge of my business, growmycleaningcompany.com/live. You can book a chat with me to see if you are a fit. All right, on to the lightning round. Kirsty, it's enough of me talking. I'm going to ask 3 quick questions. You are going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received personally or professionally?
If it's to be, it's up to me.
Hey, I think is that Robert Schuller? My grandmother used to listen to
him. I don't know. I learned it years and years ago, and it's so true.
Whoever said it, Kirsty and I are stamping it with approval. Agree, agree, and agree. All right, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far?
Saying yes when I should have said no.
Spoiler alert, that works in life too. The more successful you get.
Don't be afraid to say no to certain things. Don't cut yourself short. Don't cut yourself, don't be afraid to say no. You can still have a kind heart and say no.
Hear, couldn't agree more. All right, we've changed the last one because I don't know. It was too complex and I just want to go easy. You sound like someone that is kind of spent some time and money investing in themselves. What is your favorite book? The book that you've read that's given you the most value in your life?
Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Good book. Good call. All right, Kirsty, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me abuse you. I appreciate you. Clean Nation, appreciate you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Kirsty's show notes page, and I think we've got a brand new on-demand training you can get right now. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.